Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Great former offensive lineman, now an analyst, of course. He'll be on the call on Westwood One as the Browns and Bengals do battle tomorrow night, the Battle of Ohio. And Tony Boselli, the great Tony Boselli, is with us now. Tony, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Not bad. I mean... It could be better. We keep waiting for that year when the Browns finally turn it around, and the season did not get off to a good start. It was a pretty awful performance by the Browns. Can you take – are there many positives you can take out of that first game, if at all?
No. I wish I could come up with something. I think the only thing you could temper, you know, the disappointment with is probably playing one of the best teams in the AFC. I mean, I think it's – you know, it's the Ravens and the Chiefs are probably the two teams that are a little bit ahead of everyone else right now. Maybe the Bills are a close second to those two. But, you know, I think the expectations, I mean, it started, I was there that first Thursday night calling the game when Baker Mayfield came in and the place went, it was electric and he brought the team back and they finished strong that year. And since then, the expectations have been so high, adding a bunch of pieces like Odell Beckham and go down the line. And they just haven't performed, you know, change of coaches multiple times. And Baker just has not taken that next step from his first year, from his rookie year that everyone expected. And it just looks like a team that's all out of sorts and not on the same page.
What do you think Baker Mayfield's biggest issue is right now, Tony?
Oh, gosh. Consistency.
Loaded question,
I mean,
right?
Yeah, it's a little question. I mean, it's consistency. I mean, there's times he looks great, and there's times you're like, my goodness, what is he doing? It's, you know, doing stuff on time, you know, in the rhythm of the offense. It's so hard to put your finger on him because I think I keep on going back to the highlights that we've seen of him and when he's playing at a high level, and you're thinking, why can't he do this on a more consistent basis and really – be the player I think everyone hoped, especially Brown fans, hoped he'd be.
Do you think, you know, we've lost some faith, to be honest, Tony, about Baker. Like, after his rookie year, we were so convinced he was going to finally end this drought of bad Browns quarterbacks. And now, I don't want to say we have no faith, but we've lost our, you know, we had this supreme confidence. And now it's like, well, maybe he's the guy, but I don't know. How do you feel about him going forward right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, this game is the tale of two, you know, first-round overall picks of the NFL draft where, you know, Joe, they both lost last week. They lead those games thinking, hey, Burrow might be the guy. And yeah. Then on the other side, you know, Baker Mayfield, you're like, man, what happened? And, you know, I think one of the things, and I thought going into last year, I thought a little bit too much hype, a little bit too early, and you kind of heard the comments and kind of, the role he was trying to play, and it just seemed like some dysfunction. And it's almost like he just needs to go back to, you know, just focusing on first things first and not just being a good NFL quarterback and trying to get better. And I don't know him, and I don't know what his work habits are and his study habits are or any of that stuff, so I don't want to accuse him of you know, not making it the highest priority. But sometimes when it's just not going that way, you got to just shut out all the distractions and try to focus because right now he's really – I don't want to say at a tipping point. It's early in the season. You know, we always overreact on week one. And you got to remember we're coming out of an offseason with no OTAs, no preseason. And so I think it's real dangerous to make these definitive statements this early. But for an early season game, there's a lot of pressure on this Browns team. And I think mostly on Baker Mayfield to show that he is he's the future franchise quarterback of this organization. So I wouldn't jump to conclusions yet, but it's interesting as I read all the – sorry about that. I got a little noise in the background. But as I read all the different stories and everything coming out of Cleveland, there's a bunch of people, you know, making those bold statements and questioning whether he's the guy or not.
Tony, it may sound crazy to ask this question, but, I mean, the one thing that did change when Baker, after his rookie season, was Odell Beckham Jr., and they really haven't connected. They haven't been on the same page, and there's a lot of pressure, I think, to get him the football. You think Baker, as crazy as this may sound, would he be better without Odell?
Well, you know, I don't know if he goes directly to Baker, but I think in the game of football, the parts, great parts, don't always equal up to a great sum of the parts, if you know what I mean. I mean, you can have great individual players, but football is the ultimate team sport. And you have to have guys who fit, fit in the locker room, fit in the culture, fit in the scheme. And I just think it's really dangerous when you try to force the ball to one individual or make them the center point. I think great players naturally assume that role because they're just great and they just – make everyone better around them. And I think the question, if I was in the Browns organization, I'd be asking, is Baker Mayfield make us better as a team? Not questioning whether he's a great receiver and great talent and is electric and fun to watch and all those things. But I think you have to ask the question, does he make you a better team? Does he make you a better offense? Are you more productive with Odell Beckham on the field? And I think that's what you're going to have to find out early in the season. But forcing the ball to him and trying to force him to be the center point, boy, that's dangerous if it's not working.
Do you think that's what they're doing? I mean, are they forcing it to him?
Well, I mean, I think if I got my numbers right, I don't have them right in front of me, but he had 13 targets and only 3 catches last week. And I think that was the most targets on the offense. So the numbers will tell you yes.
Hey, Tony, you know, I know you've spoken publicly. I know you had COVID, you know, kind of when this thing first got going and you were in the hospital because of it. And there's been so much talk about, you know, should players be playing, especially at the college level with the Big Ten coming back today. And there's still a lot we don't know. I was just wondering kind of how you're doing because, you know, I know some people have talked about still being affected by it after, you know. How are you doing? How's your family doing? And how's your recovery been?
I'm doing great. I'm still fat, dumb, and happy, so it can't be that, you know. everything must be okay. Yeah, it was scary, and my family had it. Listen, I got a son who plays college football at FSU. He had it. I'm of the opinion I'm glad we're playing football. I think the NFL has done a great job. I think the PA and the cooperation with the – I mean, just all parties involved have done an amazing job. Obviously, you don't want anyone to get it, and obviously there's a lot of unknowns. But if I'm weighing the risks of playing the game of football and all the risks that are out there for as a player, whether you're in college or in the NFL, COVID probably wouldn't make the top 5 because you have to look at it from the standpoint, how much are you really increasing the risk by playing the game of football? Because what are you just going to – because, Mike, I promise you, these guys wouldn't just be sitting in their houses hiding and doing nothing. And so I just don't think there's this huge risk. I think it's probably safer because of the testing protocols and the medical attention, everything they can get. And I firmly believe that about college football. My son is much safer playing football at the Florida State University than just hanging out as a college student or hanging out at home. And because I know my son, and he's not going to sit in the house all day and quarantine himself. So I think overall, you have to weigh all the risks and benefits and everything else. And I think playing the game of football and going out there and doing it, I think the benefits that outweigh the risks.
Tony Boselli is with us on the hotline. Tony, obviously one of your former teams there, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they had a big win on Sunday against the Colts. I'm curious your thoughts on Gardner Minshew because you're close to it there. Is he legit? Could he be the future quarterback in Jacksonville, or is he just a bridge?
Well, I mean, his performance last year as a rookie, 6 wins, which was more wins than anyone else as a rookie quarterback in the NFL, and I promise you they didn't have the most talent. His numbers, his production, all that would say yes. He's very efficient. He's an ultimate competitor. He is a natural leader. He doesn't even have to try. Guys flock to him. He plays with a chip on his shoulder in the right way. But do I have questions? Sure. Like, his arm strength, I mean, he does not have a strong arm. And he has to throw things on time, and he has to see them, and he's getting better at that. I still think his ability to hang in the pocket and go through all the process, you know, of the reads and everything else probably needs to improve. But you probably say that about most rookies. But he's going to have to do everything really, really well because of the lack of arm strength that he has. But I think he has a chance. We're going to find out this year if he's the guy or not.
We're talking with Tony Boselli, great offensive lineman from the Jaguars, now analyst on Westwood One's coverage, Thursday Night Football, Browns, Bengals tomorrow. You know, Tony, a lot of people were surprised when the Jaguars cut Leonard Fournette. Were you surprised?
No. I was surprised that they waited that long, and I was surprised they couldn't get anything for him.
Yeah.
And, you know, you brought up Odell Beckham earlier, and, you know, and I'm not saying Leonard Fournette had the career or the statistics or as a Cowboy player that Odell is, but he's a, you know, you was sixth in the league in rushing last year. But it was a similar situation, I think, for the Jaguars. I think they looked at it and they said, are we better with Leonard Fournette? Were we forced to game through him? And because, you know, he's a power back and he has to play a certain way and tailoring what we do to his strengths, or are we better with they got a undrafted rookie free agent, James Robinson, who had a great game, was very productive,
yep,
and tailoring it and kind of saying, let's make sure all the pieces fit together with what we want to do and what our quarterback is good at doing. And I think that was the decision. And Leonard had some good years and did some good things, and I think they just looked at the overall of how all the pieces fit together. And I think Doug Marrone made the decision that they're better off with James Robinson, and that's why they made the move.
Tony, Dustin and I were both saying, I think yesterday, that we'd like to see, you know, the Browns have two of the top 10 backs in the NFL, in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb, and we'd like to see them touch the ball between them 40 times a game. Is that unrealistic?
No. I mean, listen, you're talking an offensive lineman. I still think physical football wins, and if you can control the trenches, running the ball will make Baker better. And I think, you know, with the talent that they have in the backfield, with the two guys you just talked about, Chubb and Hunt, those are two talented backs. And I know they've invested in the offensive line because, you know, and I know they're a little bit beat up, but they got Conklin in free agency. They got Wills, you know, from the University of Alabama. They're trying to get better up front. And if they can get that group going up front, you know, in the right direction with those two backs, I would be a heavy run team, and I would run that offense through your backfield.
You know, you mentioned Wills there, Tony. He's obviously played right tackle, you know, blocking for two his blind side there at Alabama, and now he's moving to left tackle and did a decent job week one, got a little banged up, left the game. But how tough a challenge is that, moving from right tackle to left?
Oh, I just think if you're a good athlete, I don't think it's a big issue. I think it takes a special athlete to be able to go do both sides of it, you know, seamlessly. But, I mean, I think back to and what I'm about to say, I'm getting caught because it makes it sound like I'm some great athlete. But I remember back in
you
college.
You were.
I remember in college we played my first 2 years, first 3 years, we played a weakened strong side tackle. And so within the game, I'd play right and left tackle and flip side. And I never even thought twice about it.
Okay.
It was just you did it, you practiced it, and you went out and blocked guys. So I think sometimes we make more of that than we need to. Now, there's some natural right tackles. Jack Conklin is a natural right tackle. He's a big mauler, fight you, physical. I love how he plays this football game. I mean, at the Tennessee Titans, we played him twice a year, and he was just a force. But a guy like Wills is a really good athlete, good feet. And I think the Browns picking him, I know there's some questions of picking a right tackle and moving to left. But they did their work, and I think it was the right move, and I think it'll be fine.
Hey, you mentioned Burrow there briefly. Tomorrow night the Browns do play. Obviously, we're talking to you about this game, the Bengals, and Joe Burrow comes to town, former Ohio State Buckeye, of course, had a great career at LSU. He had one game last week that looked pretty good. How good do you think Burrow is going to be? Is he going to be like an all-time great, you think? Is it too early to say that?
Too early. I mean,
yeah.
It is so hard to tell.
Right.
I mean, rarely can we look at a rookie quarterback and say he's the man. I mean, it just does not happen very often. But I'll say the early return would say he's pretty He's a better athlete than he gets credit for.
Doesn't he have that it factor though too? Like that leadership factor that you look for.
It sure seems like it. And I'll say this. You know, when I read comments from AJ Green, who's been in this league a long time as a premier player at the wide receiver position, to say that Joe Burrow is special and he has that it factor, that goes a long way. And the way he handled the end of that game, I mean, put him in a position to win. If it wasn't for the pass interference, offensive pass interference, which was pretty questionable in my opinion,
Yep.
They win that game. And that takes a lot of poise and a lot of moxie for a young player to step in that situation with no preseason, first NFL game ever, and to perform the way he did. So if I was a betting man, I'm betting he's going to be pretty special.
The question is, Tony, will you come out of retirement and block for him? Because his line is pretty shaky.
It would be even shakier if my old butt was out there. So I think it's best for the health of Joe Burrow that I just stay in the booth.
Tony, great stuff. Again, Tony Boselli, part of the coverage on Westwood One, of course, Browns Bengals tomorrow night. We appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.